The next patient is Lisa Nichols. The last name is N-I-C-H-O-L-S. This is a clinical case of a 54-year-old female patient of Central Florida Healthcare. Was referred to the office because of the proteinuria. The patient has a 15-year history of diabetes mellitus. She has been overweight. She has a history of arterial hypertension, sleep apnea, and peripheral neuropathy, period. The administration of Trulicity was increased, double up, and she continues to take Xigduo, X-I-G-D-U-O. The patient changed the way she eats according to the recommendations and comes today for a follow-up. In the laboratory workup, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, we have a patient that has a creatinine of 0.78 and an estimated GFR of 90 mL per minute. I had to point out that the protein creatinine ratio came down from 300 to 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within expected range. The patient is advised to continue in the weight loss program, plant-based diet, fluid restriction, and low-sodium diet, period. Number two, arterial hypertension. After the weight loss, the blood pressure came down to 136 over 79. She's going to continue losing the weight. The blood pressure has to continue to calm down, and we'll make necessary adjustments. For the time being, we are not going to change the prescription, and we are going to wait for the next visit. Following number of obstructive sleep apnea, we still don't have the results of the sleep test. We are going to give a follow-up in 3 months just to make sure that she stays motivated and she stays following the instructions. Paragraph, I invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 15 minutes documentation, 8 minutes.